2. Particular actions of prayer. The sign of the cross. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who endured the cross, despising the shame. Hebrews 12, chapter 1, to 2nd verse. What the name of Jesus Christ crucified, pronounced with the movement of the lips, is the same as the sign of the cross made with faith by the movement of the hand, or represented in some other manner. Catechism of Pivotian. Instead of a shield, protect yourself with the honorable cross, imprinting with it your members and heart. Do not make the sign of a cross on yourself with the hand only, but in the thoughts as well. Imprint with it every occupation of yours, your entrance and your leave-taking at all times, and your sitting down and getting up, and your bed, and whatever work you may be doing. Before everything, imprint yourself with the sign of a cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saint Ephrem the Syrian. No one should be ashamed of the precious sign and source of good things by means of which we live and exist, but like a crown let us carry about the cross of Christ, for all of our mysteries are accomplished by it. St. John Chrysostom. In an ancient prologue, this is spoken of thus. Many ignorant ones, waving their hands in front of their faces, making the sign of the cross, labor in vain, but they do not truly make the sign of the cross over themselves. The demons rejoice at such waving, but whosoever makes the sign of the cross properly, placing his hand on the forehead, on his stomach, and on the right shoulder, and then on the left, the angels, seeing this, rejoice because of the true cross placed on their upper bodies. Careless execution of the sign of the cross cannot in any way be justified. For with the sign of the cross we confess our faith in the crucified Lord Jesus Christ and remember his suffering upon the cross. Therefore, the sign of the cross is the work of the Lord, and in the Holy Scripture it is said, "Accursed is he who does the work of the Lord negligently." The faith cannot be confessed by reading in an incomprehensible, inattentive, incoherent muttering way. Likewise, can one confess the suffering of Christ by the empty waving of a hand? And do we do good in the end when we make the sign of the cross carelessly, yet we want to demonstrate that we confess the cross of Christ? Is laziness acceptable when we are confessing Christ's suffering? We confess Christ's suffering, and in the meantime we are too lazy to lift up our hand in order to correctly depict the cross of Christ. The sign of the cross, executed and in the appropriate manner, represents the entire essence of the Christian faith. The tri-hypostasy of the divine being, the incarnation of the Son of God, and the unmingled and indivisible union in him of the two essences, divine and human, redeeming us from sin by his cross, granting us in Christ blessings and every strength towards life and piety, all good things which we ask of God. For it is said, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Romans 8, chapter 37, second verse. Therefore, with what attentiveness, understanding, and feeling must one depict the sign of the cross? St. John of Kronstadt.